This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We spent no small amount of time on this program last week talking about financial conditions in this economy. The general vibe, for want of a better word, people are getting from various parts of our financial plumbing. Interest rates, bond yields and spreads, the value of the dollar, stock markets and where they are. Corporate earnings factor in there as well, and that's part of what's been driving equities higher the past week or so after the Dow and the S&P went all jittery midsummer, spending a good part of the last 3 months falling. We're now about 80-ish percent done with companies in the S&P 500 reporting their fiscal third quarters, and the headwinds with which we're all familiar amid them, corporate America is doing all right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
4 weeks ago to the day, I did our story kicking off earnings season. And Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial predicted a turnaround after a couple years of mediocrity.
The worst of the earnings recession is coming to a close.
When I talked to her today, she was even more upbeat.
Overall earnings surprises for this earnings season has actually been a solid 7.5%.
Above what folks were predicting.
As far as our report card goes, third quarter will be the first time that sales and earnings grow in almost 2 years.
That's Samir Samana at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
In some ways, we are kind of maybe possibly coming out of what's been termed the earnings recession.
Kind of maybe possibly, because while earnings are pretty strong for the third quarter, a lot of companies are warning of lower earnings to come. One worry is that retailers and major brands that have been riding high could be in for tougher times as consumers deal with dwindling savings and higher interest rates. So Eric Friedman at U.S. Bank says he's listening closely to company earnings calls.
CFOs are deciding, do we want to have more products out for sale or do we actually think the consumer will actually not spend as much?
Economist Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital Advisors also predicted an upbeat earnings season. And while he says stocks are now responding,
risk in the market has gone up. The overhang from the Middle East and persistently high interest rates are likely to keep irrational exuberance under control.
Meanwhile, a government shutdown could be looming at the end of next week, which Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial says could take the focus off corporate earnings, though.
There's an old saying in the market, it doesn't matter till it matters. Sometimes we have to just wait to that very last minute for the dynamics in Washington to unfold.
She says, give it a week, then maybe start to worry. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.